Now, in keeping with the theme of this March being Women's History Month, we are this morning going to talk to Janelle Weissman. She's the Executive Director of the UN Women Australia to discuss the great work they do for our community. It was, of course, International Women's Day on Thursday, day where we celebrated the amazing economic, cultural, social, political achievements of women around the world. Janelle, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure, Jess, and happy International Women's History Month, International Women's Day, International Women's Week.
It's an
exciting time of year.
Celebrating all the girl power out there. I love it. Now, what exactly is it that the UN Women do? How did this division of the United Nations come about?
Yeah, look, UN Women was established in 2010, so it's a very young UN agency, and its mandate is gender equality and women's empowerment. So arguably, Jess, for some, it's the largest mandate in the world, because we know when we invest in women, they reinvest in not just themselves, but whole families, whole communities. So when you're talking about harnessing the talents and really empowering 50% of the population, it benefits all of us.
Absolutely. What are the biggest issues you see affecting women today globally?
Oh, there are massive issues. So things like women being disproportionately underrepresented in leadership roles, and that's everything from parliament. So, for example, in our region, once you take out Australia and New Zealand, only 5% of parliamentarians in the Pacific Island area are women are women. So 5% is the lowest number anywhere in the world. So not something to be proud of, but something UN Women is actively working to change. Rates of violence are still really frighteningly high. So in Australia, typically about 1 in 4 women will experience violence in their lifetime. Globally, the average is 1 in 3. And in parts of the Pacific, in much of the Pacific, it's 2 in 3 women will experience violence. So they're really, really, the cards are stacked against women, but it's not about really focusing on the gender discrimination and gender inequality that exists all the world, but about around the world, but really harnessing what it is that we know. And we know, for example, if we work with members of the media in Pacific Island countries and territories and tell the stories about running for election for the first time, or indeed voting for the first time, that we'll get more women out at the polls, we'll get more women standing for election. When we harness the interest of faith community leaders, village chiefs, really look at who are the levers and centers of power within communities to talk about what the impact is of violence against women, then we can really start to change and counter those deeply entrenched attitudes and behaviors that lead to violence. So we really do know what works. It's a matter of harnessing the power and potential of women and girls.
Amazing. So what initiatives will UN Women Australia be tackling over the next couple months, over the next year?
Yeah, well, our International Women's Day theme this year is Leave No Woman Behind. And this is very specifically focused on the adverse impact of conflict and disasters on women. So, for example, Jeff, I don't know if you knew this, but women are 14 times more likely to die in the wake of a natural disaster. And when we look at natural disaster after natural disaster, we see some basic gender inequalities. So, for example, take the Boxing Day tsunami back in 2004. 75% of fatalities were women and girls. And one of the reasons was that they'd never learned how to climb trees or swim. So it's those everyday gendered actions around what we teach our children, how we raise our children, that can mean literally the difference between life and death. And we also know that in the wake of natural disasters and oftentimes in crisis, there is a disproportionate vulnerability of women experiencing violence. And that is amplified in the dark. And so UN Women has a powerful, simple initiative underway. The next 2 months, we're inviting everyday Australians to text the word SAFE to 0497-222-444. When you do that, it'll prompt you to make a $5 donation. And just, it only takes $5 to provide a solar lantern to a woman in the wake of crisis. And that light, it's not just about the difference between light and dark. It can make the difference between safe and unsafe. So really simple initiative. That's text the word SAFE to 0497-222-444, and you can make a world of difference to the world's women and girls currently in crisis.
I think that's incredible. I did read that statistic about the number of how much more exposed women are after natural disasters to kind of experiencing that and how much more affected they are. And it broke my heart because that's such a simple thing, learning to climb a tree that girls and women aren't encouraged to do. And it was literally the difference between life and death for so many women. So it's really shocking to see such inequalities that are still existing in the world today. How would you encourage people out there to get on board for International Women's History Month?
Yeah, look, there are a few things that I encourage everybody to do, and I really need to underscore this isn't about action for women, it's about action for all of us. And so the first step in my mind is really get informed and be confident and comfortable to speak out and stand up. So we oftentimes witness sexism. We witness sexist jokes. We witness sexual harassment, whether that's in the workplace or at a pub. And we really need, as a society, to band together and have a no-tolerance approach to everyday sexism. Mm. We also need to think about how we raise our children and make sure that we teach every child to be anything that they want to be. We need to combat gendered stereotypes, and that's everything around career paths that kids may take or sports that they may choose, or participation in the arts. We need to recognize that trying to bust these gender stereotypes and these gendered norms actually opens up our opportunities, not just for girls, but for boys too, to pursue whatever it is that is their life's passion. Mm-hmm. And of course, I strongly encourage everyone to check out unwomen.org.au. You'll learn a whole lot more about UN Women's programs, particularly right now with our focus on protecting and empowering women in times of crisis. And again, really simple step. It just takes $5. That's basically the cost of a large coffee these days.
It is.
A mugaccino.
It is.
But, kept safe. 0497222444. And we do have a couple of partners as well. So if anybody wants to shop for change, Elizabeth Arden right now this month has a Red Door red lipstick. It actually is harking back to the suffragette movement where Elizabeth Arden passed around red lipsticks to women who are marching.
Oh, that is so cool.
For the vote, the right to vote, which is pretty fantastic. And 100% of proceeds of Red Door Red will go to support the life-changing and life-saving work
That's
of UN Women.
Amazing. Janelle, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Jess. Thanks for your interest. Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. Take care.